Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today we're walking through Agentic AI, Autonomous Agents Transforming Enterprise Workflows for the Board, written by Brett Allegray Wood.
And this one is genuinely board level material, not a technology deep dive. It's about governance, risk, and how you actually deploy these things without it coming apart at the seams.
So let's start with what an autonomous agent actually is, because the term gets thrown around. Brett defines it as software that executes tasks, makes decisions within defined parameters, and manages multi-step workflows with limited human intervention.
So it's not just a chatbot answering questions.
Not at all. He gives concrete examples: procure-to-pay reconciliation, invoice exception handling, automated customer triage, compliance checks, things that currently require people to manage them step by step.
And what sets this apart from older automation tools like RPA?
He's clear on this. Agents operate at a higher decisioning layer. They have context retention and can adapt within guardrails, which means if they go wrong, they don't make one mistake. They can propagate errors at scale.
That's the bit that would concern me as a director. So what's the governance structure?
He uses a framework called the AIOS, the AI operating system. It ties six things together: strategy alignment, policy and standards, operating procedures, technology and integration, people and capability, and metrics and assurance.
Six things, but really it's know why you're doing it, have rules, follow them, get the right tech, the right people, and measure everything.
And critically, the board has to set foundations before any deployment starts. Brett is specific. The board needs to define risk appetite for autonomous decision-making by domain. Finance is different from HR, which is different from customer-facing workflows.
Which makes sense. You'd have a very different tolerance for an agent reconciling invoices versus one handling a customer complaint.
He even provides suggested board resolution language. The gist: the board approves deployment on condition all agents comply with the enterprise agent policy, go through a pre-deployment control review by the Technology Risk Committee, and that material deployments report monthly to the Board Risk Committee against agreed KPIs and incident metrics.
So it's a conditional yes, not a blank check. What do those conditions actually look like in practice?
Scenario-based testing, red team assessments for failure modes, phased rollouts with canary periods, role-based access control, and a clear revert procedure if something goes sideways.
Can we talk KPIs? Because I think that's where a lot of businesses fall down. They deploy something, don't measure it properly, and can't tell the board whether it's actually working.
He breaks them into five categories: value and productivity, cycle time reduction, throughput per agent, cost to serve, quality and compliance, error rate, exception rate, percentage of decisions going to human override, then reliability and security, employee and customer impact, and scaling metrics.
Employee time reclaimed per week is listed as a specific metric. I like that. It makes the benefit concrete rather than abstract.
Monthly operational dashboards go to the executive, quarterly strategic reviews go to the board. So they're not drowning in data week to week, but they're not surprised each quarter either.
And he maps out a staged roadmap for getting there.
Four phases. Phase one, 0 to 3 months, approve pilot criteria, set risk appetite, inventory candidate workflows. Phase 2, 3 to 9 months, run time-boxed pilots with full audit trails. Phase 3, 9 to 24 months, scale what worked with standardized templates. Phase 4 is ongoing: continuous improvement, model retraining, regular board reviews, and external audits.
2 years from assessment to scale. That feels realistic. Not rushing it, but not stalling either.
There's also a set of minimum questions he says the board should ask at every single review. Who owns the agent in production? Who is the model steward? What testing has been done? What's the rollback plan? And how are employees being affected?
That last one matters. He has a whole section on the change program side: role redefinition, retraining budget dollars, communicating transparently with staff about intent and career pathways.
Because the goal is to augment what people do, not just remove jobs from a spreadsheet and move on.
Investor relations gets covered too. Clear transparency on policy and controls, and a commitment to disclose material incidents where regulatory or financial thresholds are met.
All right, one action each for the week. What's yours?
The risk appetite question. Sit down with your leadership team and actually define where you'd accept an agent making autonomous decisions and where you need a human in the loop. That one decision drives almost everything else in the program.
Mine is accountability. Before anything else, assign the agent owner and model steward roles, even if that's the same two people to begin with. You cannot run this responsibly without clear ownership.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Brett Allegray Wood has written a thorough board-level guide worth reading in full.
And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit at anabu.ai. They'll look at where agents could genuinely work for your specific operation.
Thanks for listening.